This is... Koopski! And guys, I'm here with my friend Graham Frisky and my other partner, Eric Cumley. Guys, it's good to be back. It's been a week, but this is the highlight of my week. I say it every week, but I'm going to keep saying it.
It's a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on here. I love this a lot.
Good, good. I mean, you're here for life now, so.
I'm okay with that.
Welcome All aboard, right. bud.
All right. Let's start it off. We'll go men's soccer. They had a heartbreak loss, 3-0 to Hastings. Their season's done. Concordia finishes with a record of 10-6-2. Winning record, not bad. Unfortunate loss, though.
Yeah, and we said this last week, or I said it. Thing is, though, they needed momentum going into the playoffs, and they didn't have it. So I feel bad. They definitely were a great team before the injury bug, and that's unfortunate this team happened to have the injury bug, and they just couldn't shake it. So as far as the men's sports, I mean, great season, don't get me wrong. 10 wins. They've had 10 wins for, what is it, 5 consecutive years now? It's
very impressive. Very,
very impressive, and it's a great program that Concordia has, but it's just unfortunate. What was really unfortunate to see, though, is that they got shut out. That was kind of bittersweet.
Yeah, it is. It's always a heartbreak to see a shutout when you're on the side that has a goose egg on the board. But, you know, great season. They should still keep their heads up high for battling through all these injuries and still getting those 10 wins for the, what'd you say, fifth?
Yeah, fifth.
Fifth
yeah.
consecutive year yep. in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great season for them, but there's just nothing that you can really do for the injury bug. And 10 wins, that's impressive for the fifth straight season. And, yeah, that's just sad seeing that shutout.
It is. It's heartbreaking, but you just got to move on. Look to next year. I think they can get the reins or hold on to the reins and
keep
it rolling.
Yeah, and I was looking on their roster. They have a lot of younger players. So, I mean, they're going to graduate a few, but they shouldn't graduate too many. I mean, a lot of key pieces are coming back for next year. So if they could just get recovered, get back into the flow, get back into workouts and routines, they should be able to pick it up and get back going, hopefully for next season. So it's a long off season though, and I think that they'll just need some time to regenerate and to build up again and to go and work and to build on for next year.
Yep, the off season is going to be really crucial for this year. Now off to women's soccer. They also had a heartbreak loss, 4-0 against Jamestown. Their season is now done. They finished with a record of 6-10-2. Not the season that we all expected coming in, but from what has happened throughout the season, you know, starting off awful, like I think it was 0-6.
They went 0-6.
Yeah, 0-6
yeah.
to start.
Lost 6 straight. And they were shut out in every single one of those
exactly.
games.
Exactly, but to make the turnaround to be able to make the GPAC playoffs after the horrible start tells you that this team next year is going to be better than what we've seen this year.
Yeah, and they too are going to have a lot of people coming back. And we said it earlier back in some of the early podcasts that they had a new coach, and so they're trying to get into a new system, new offense, new defense, new playing abilities and new strategies. So, you know, the way that they picked it up in GPAC play was not that bad. I thought they did pretty well.
Oh, yeah, all 6 wins came in GPAC.
Oh, yeah, and they faced a really tough opponent. Don't get me wrong.
And they faced Jamestown, which is numbered, and, like, they lost 4-0, unfortunately, but
yeah,
still.
They faced Jamestown. Jamestown is a great team. We struggled with them in the season, too. So for them to, I think they should keep their heads high and definitely know that they played a good team and they're getting into a new system, a new flow. If you don't have struggles with your first year as a coach, it's rare to not have those struggles. I mean, look what Scott Frost did in UCF. I mean, he went 0-12 and then 12-0. So, I mean, the second year, it'll be more exciting to see what happens next year.
Oh, definitely,
and
definitely.
This will be a great time for them in the off season to just build chemistry on that new system that they're working on. And with that new coach, just build relationships with each other and learn how each other plays in this new system.
Exactly. And some key returners coming back, Michaela Twitto, she's only a junior. She's going to be able to come back next year. Mm-hmm. She had a great season this year. After the turnaround and they were able to score goals, she was one of the girls that can make stuff like that happen.
She had the knockoff win. She had the game-winning goal against Doan. That was an impressive win, and that was the win that sealed them to go into the GPAC tournament. So she's a clutch player, and she's a great has a great personality too. I have a bunch of classes with her. She's a great girl, and it's gonna be exciting looking forward to see her in action next year.
Definitely. And another one, just a quick note, Tori Sarah is a junior. She's coming back next year. Hopefully, with her being a junior, being a senior next year, her experience and talent will definitely improve during the season for next year. But that's going to be a huge key factor for this team next year, having the experience with these two seniors that we talked about.
Yeah, definitely. And I would say that she would be a captain. I don't see why she wouldn't be. Just from watching some of her games and watching the abilities that she has, I don't see why she wouldn't be, but that's not my call. So we'll see what happens.
We will. All right. Men's basketball, they played Tuesday night. They played Midland. They won 95-71 against Midland. Carter Kent, that man was on fire, scoring the Bulldogs' first 20 points of the game. And I was at that game, and I tell you what, the Bulldogs were not looking like themselves in the regular season. Midland had an edge on them early, but then once he got the ball in his hands, Carter was off and running.
Yeah, they also had a bunch of highlights posted on the Concordia Athletic Instagram page. And holy cow, I mean, the guy just took over the game.
He definitely did. He kept
them in the game when they couldn't score, and then he pushed them the great victory that they had against Midland. Big shout out to him. Big time player, and he's had some bigger games too in the previous four games that they played. I mean, he's clearly one of the stars on this team, if not the star on the team. So he's very exciting, very electrifying to watch.
He is. He's definitely picking up where he left off as a freshman last year, now a sophomore. Tuesday, he finished with 28 points, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, and 6 assists. And he took that steal and made it into points, because I watched – he read the offense, took it, and went down and made a nice layup. So he's a smart player and can create shots and create ways to get the ball in the basket.
Yeah, and no matter what team you're playing against, if someone starts doing that, the team that you're playing is going to start backing down and covering him, and then that's when your other teammates start coming up and getting momentum just like you, and then they can build up off that.
Well, it seems what happened with Concordia. I mean, the thing is, though, I mean, once they started guarding him, the rest of the team started
other
firing
stuff
up.
Yeah, exactly,
up. Yeah.
Exactly. And a freshman that came off the bench, A.J. Watson, he was in the second half, came on fire. He shot four threes in a row, finished 67 from the three-point range. But he's a young player who's learning his groove, and I think he got that in the second half because of the ball movement, because Carter was on the court and they were focused on him, leaving AJ wide open to make those shots. I think AJ finished with 14 points that game. So good game for the men's, and I wish them luck for the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah, and they started off, they're undefeated, and they're defying every expectation that anyone has had about this team. I mean, this was not looking what they were ranked 43rd.
Oh,
43rd,
yeah.
In NAIA.
They were down there.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible. I mean, that's what they had their rankings. But the thing is, though, holy cow, they've turned the ship around.
They're like the Minnesota Gophers.
Roll the boat!
Exactly. All right, women's basketball, no surprise. They won 93-70 over Midland. Philly Lammers finished with 26 points, 9 rebounds, 1 block, and 4 steals. That girl, after having a great year last year, is continuing that streak and making plays and making hoops that, you know, are natural for her and letting her team win.
And on both sides of the ball, 26 points, and then she also had a block and 4 steals. She totally shuts down those drives for the Midland University. So talk about a great game. And she's not one of those the players that are one-sided. You know, she's both sides, and she's a terrific player. So she's very exciting to watch. But, I mean, so is this women's team. But, I mean, you know, blow after blow. Hey, we like it, though.
Exactly. Stay at number one. We'll be good with that.
Yeah, amen.
To bounce off of that, she also had five defensive rebounds to go into the 9. She had 4 offensive rebounds that she put back for points. So she's just an all-around, I'm going to get the ball in my hands, and I'm going to make something out of it, whether it's on offense or whether it's on defense. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, yes, we lost one senior last year, Quinn. she was an excellent ball player, you know, great athlete. But this team is now saying, you know what, we have other girls that can step up to the game, step up on the court and make plays, and Lammers is one of them.
Mm-hmm. On to wrestling, some results. Mario Ybarra went 5-1 and finished third place. Chris Kimball went 5-1 and finished fourth place, and Zach Moistner went 3-2 and finished fifth place.
Now, congratulations to those guys.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah,
it is a top five.
Exactly. But also, I'm excited for this year because we have some really good wrestlers that are coming back from last year who were GPAC champions, and now they're coming back ready to make a repeat for themselves. You know, yes, it's an individual sport, but this is also a team sport. Wrestling is a team
sport.
It
is a team sport. It's hard to explain.
Eric, you're a former wrestler,
yeah,
right?
You're a former wrestler.
Tell us about it.
It's hard to explain because, yes, you do go out on the mat by yourself, and it's one-on-one, but the team earns points from your win or your loss. So you duel versus other teams like how you would in soccer or football, and with the team that has the most points from each win wins that certain duel. And it – however many dual wins you have from your GPAC, that's how you determine on who's the best team in the GPAC.
Can you explain more like the 4-1-3-2 kind of victories?
So if you got a pin, that's how you got the most points. So that was the most points that you could get.
So I'm assuming four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then a tech, which is if you win by 15-0 or like 17-2 by 15 or more points. That's the next one.
So three. And then one is if you win by points.
Is if you win by points. But if you get two, that's if you win by more than 8 points.
Okay.
So it's called a majority win, so that it's by 8 or more points.
You know, okay. I did wrestle in junior high. not to brag or anything. But, you know, I get what you're saying. And I've watched a ton of wrestling from last year. And I just from watching them, they have really good players and wrestlers on this team that I think they can be, instead of co-GPAC champions like they were last year, they can be GPAC champions, solely just them GPAC champions. I feel like we can sweep all GPAC and win GPAC this year. That's how confident I am in this team. And, you know, they're bringing back really good wrestlers, and I feel like that's their edge.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. They're bringing back a lot of wrestlers that did well last year, and more that they brought in just from recruiting. But then also
some of the wrestlers that are coming back, Dakota Bryce, he's a sophomore, weighing in at 125. He's coming back. Was a great great athlete as a freshman. Unfortunately, had some injuries last season that kind of held him back. But another one, Isaiah Burks. He is a really good wrestler. Unfortunately, tore his ACL again with injury. This is when they're bringing back some really good wrestlers that will make it easy for them to win GPAC. DeAndre Cherry, he was a GPAC champion. He's coming back as a senior this year. That's the kind of leadership that I'm talking about. Experienced guys coming back who are really, really good. I think they can help out. You know, there's a lot of guys who are coming back, and I think this is going to be a really good season for them. And another exciting squad that's coming up is the cross-country girls GPAC champs, folks.
Woo!
Add a way to do it. Coming in clutch right there.
First GPAC championship that we have won for our women since 2005.
That is impressive.
Wow.
Freshman runner Kaylin Heritage, a big factor in this season, not just in the meet. This season, she has a huge impact on this cross-country team. She basically led the team to this title. She was a very key factor. Kaylin, she just stands out from the crowd.
Oh, yeah. She's tremendous. Way to go for her. Incredible finish. Best of wishes for her in the NAIA championship and to all those.
All the women.
Everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations. Good job and good luck.
Yeah, that's – I cannot wait to see them host a national title.
This is going to be a lot of fun. And to see this happen, I mean, this is really impressive. Big shout out to that entire program, and especially to Coach Matt Beisel. All
right. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Please check out our Instagram. It's CUNE Kubski. And please email us if you have any questions or if you want to just chat with us. We will read your email and discuss it on air. That is cunekubski@gmail.com.
Who wouldn't want to be on the air for a little bit?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'll get a couple people.
That's it. That's all we got for you. And you guys have a great day. We're out.
Bye.